Today's guest is Chris Keys. She wants to help you travel in luxurious comfort.
Welcome to Loco 30 and 30, a series highlighting women business owners from around the globe. Each day for the month of January, I sit down with a different woman to talk about the mission of her business and who she hopes to serve. Chris Keys, thank you so much for being part of my 30 and 30 Women Entrepreneurs series. I really appreciate you showing up today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Tell me a bit about yourself, a bit of your background and who you are, where you are, where you're going.
Yes. So I'm Chris Keys. I'm originally from Memphis, and I am an artist, a fashion illustrator, and also a designer.
So you're an artist. Tell me about how you translated your art into a business. What's your business?
So I have a fashion illustration and design business who provides illustrations and travel wear garments for women across the world. And I just launched a collection called Hematology.
Okay. Do share the background story of Hematology and its inception and how it came to be.
Hematology came about from a blood disorder that I was diagnosed with when I was a baby called hereditary ellipsocytosis. It's a genetic blood disorder, and it pretty much affects people from African and Mediterranean descent. And when I was a baby, or when I was a child, my doctor told me that three things would happen. Like, I would have an aplastic crisis, a gallbladder attack, and a spleen enlargement. And I pretty much just took all of these aspects from my blood disorder, and I compounded together to create my first women's wear collection called Hematology. So all of my prints, all of my textiles, all of the hues and tones of my collection is inspired by genetic blood disorder. So the color of blood as it oxidizes, plums, blues, purples, oxbloods are the colors of the collection. And then the silhouettes are inspired by these weird shapes of genetic blood disorders. Well, actually, shapes of irregular red blood cells. And then the base of the collection is for the traveling woman. So I've had the opportunity to travel the world, working as a fashion illustrator. And I realized that I needed something that was going to be super comfortable when I traveled, yet it was going to be stylish. I had one opportunity that I had was when I worked for NARS Cosmetics. I would leave fashion design school when I was living in London and hop on a train to Manchester, and I would have to get off of the train and go straight to illustrating with just the aspect of getting from a subway to a train station, and then getting from the train station in the cab to an actual location to illustrate is very taxing, and you need to be comfortable. You can't, do all this and carry materials with tight clothes, but I needed to go to a place where I'm going to be visible and a featured artist, so I needed to be stylish.
What would you say is the mission of your business?
The mission is to help women to travel with a fuss-free way and also travel in style. Traveling is not just hopping on the plane, going somewhere. Traveling could be, you're a busy woman and you have to go to work and you have to pick up your children from school and then you have to go to a dinner or something after that, just traveling through life. But I really want to help women to make their traveling simplified. I really want for the busy woman to focus on whatever she needs to focus on, whether it's her children or her business or an event that she's going to. I want to make garments that's not going to make it more complicated. So just very easy. If you are rushing out of the house and you need something that's going to be comfortable, stylish, I want you to be able to pick up a Chris Keys garment. You'll always feel like proud and like you are able to present yourself to the world when you have on a Chris Keys garment.
So who would you say is the woman? Who is the Chris Keys woman? Who is Hematology meant to serve?
So most of my customers that love the Chris Keys garments are between the ages of 25. And I've also had people that have purchased my scarves all the way up to age 70. But these are women who really like luxury garments and love comfort at the same time. The woman who has a life that is busy, maybe a woman who doesn't have a lot of time or a lot of space to just collect garments that she's not going to wear very often. And also the woman who just likes to wear her clothes. I'm the type of person, when I buy a garment, I hate to buy something I'm just going to, you know, wear once and sit in the closet. I like to wear my clothes. So that woman who just wants those clothes that she can throw and put on and need something that is going to be versatile.
So would this collection be great for a capsule wardrobe?
Yes. This collection is perfect for a capsule wardrobe. So the collection is 6 pieces. That's excluding 2 scarves that I have. And it's easy to mix the clothes. So there's kimono that you can throw on top of a jumpsuit. There's trousers. They're low-waist trousers. So there's plenty of space if you need to stretch or, you know, bend, but it's still beautiful in drapery. And those trousers could be thrown under the short jumpsuit, or it could be mixed with a top that we have, or it could be worn under a kimono. So all 6 pieces are meant to be able to wear together and mix and match.
That sounds like my sort of wardrobe. I'm looking for a capsule wardrobe. Right now I'm wearing all black because it's just so easy for me to get things done without having to think about what I wear. So this sounds perfect. And like I said to you before, I love the palette. I love the palettes. So it's great to know they can be interchanged.
Yes, for sure. And that's another thing when I was doing a lot of research, when I did research for, in addition to researching the blood disorders, I went to the airport and sat and I interviewed a lot of women at the airport and took photos and videos of people at the airport. And a lot of women who caught my eye were people who, like you said, would travel in just black or neutral colors. And I would ask them, you know, would you like to wear something that's, and they would say, yeah, I would like to wear something that's more, a little bit more my style or colorful, or I like prints. And I would, well, why don't you have those things on? And they're like, well, black is just something that's, you know, it'll go with everything. And, you know, it's.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, but I wanted to create something where you could still keep your style, still not compromise your integrity. Because when you look good when you're traveling, you can kind of demand stuff that you might not be able to if you had on, like, sweats, you know? If it's between you and somebody else getting an upgrade and, you know, you have on this beautiful jumpsuit that's still comfortable, like I said, you don't have to have on a ball gown or a suit, but something that's still, you know, makes you look like you're somebody, and between somebody who might have on, you know, some people travel in pajamas, it's going to be you. So, yeah, I think that it's important for women to just look your best, especially if you're traveling solo.
Well, Chris, we're at the end now. If you could just share with listeners where they can find you. Tell us your website and if you're on social media.
Yes, so you can find me at bykriskeys.com. That's bykriskeys.com. And also on social media, I use Instagram and Facebook at bykriskeys.
Again, Chris, thank you so much for being on. And I look forward to having a few Chris Keys pieces. So thank you so much for being on. And I'm wishing you all the best with the collection, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I hope you found this interview helpful. And if there's anything that you missed that you'd like details for, please check the show notes at loco.co with the corresponding show number. Also, be sure to subscribe to the podcast using your favorite podcast player to hear who, what, and where next. Thanks for listening. We'll see you around.